This is Akashvani. The news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said India is witnessing an unprecedented phase of certainty amidst great global uncertainty. Mr. Modi was speaking after inaugurating the two-day Vibrant Gujarat Regional Conference for the Kutch and Saurashtra regions in Rajkot. He said India is moving rapidly to become a developed nation, with reforms playing a crucial role in achieving this objective. The Prime Minister urged industry leaders to invest in India and the Saurashtra-Kutch region, saying this is the right time for investment.
Bharat mein new middle class ka daaira badh raha hai, unki purchasing power badh rahi hai. और इन फैक्टर्स ने भारत को असीम संभावनाओं का देश बना दिया है. देश और दुनिया के हर निवेशक के पास इन संभावनाओं का लाभ उठाने का यही समय है, सही समय है. और वाइब्रेंट गुजरात रीजनल समिट भी आप सभी इन्वेस्टर्स को यही संदेश दे रही है, सौराष्ट्र कच्छ में निवेश का यही समय है, सही समय है.
Addressing the gathering, Prime Minister Modi said today the Vibrant Gujarat Summit has become a strong platform for global growth, international cooperation and partnerships. On the occasion, the Prime Minister virtually launched 13 greenfield smart industrial estates across 7 districts of Saurashtra and inaugurated a specialized medical device park in Rajkot. Prominent industry leaders including Mukesh Ambani, Karan Adani, B.K. Goenka participated in the inaugural ceremony. Early on the second day of his visit to Gujarat, Prime Minister Modi inaugurated the Vibrant Gujarat Trade Exhibition in Rajkot. Spanning across an expansive 18,000 square meters, this grand exhibition is a vibrant showcase of development and innovation. In the morning, Prime Minister Modi took part in the historic Somnath Swabhiman Parv, celebrating the enduring spirit of the Somnath Temple at coastal town of Prabhaspatan in Gir Somnath district. Addressing a massive gathering on the occasion, Prime Minister Modi called upon citizens to stay united and defeat all forces conspiring to divide the country. He urged countrymen to move forward together, shoulder to shoulder, for the cause of Viksit Bharat, while remaining deeply connected to the nation's past. German Chancellor Friedrich Merz will be on a two-day visit to India from tomorrow. This will be Chancellor Merz's first official visit to India. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will receive the German Chancellor tomorrow in Ahmedabad. The two leaders will take stock of the progress made in diverse aspects of the India-Germany strategic partnership, which completed 25 years last year. Prime Minister Modi and Chancellor Merz will also engage with business and industry leaders and exchange views on issues of regional and global importance. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today said the Narendra Modi government envisions India as a confident, ambitious and self-reliant nation, stressing that every state must realize its full potential to achieve this goal. Mr. Shah was speaking after inaugurating the New India, New Kerala conclave in Thiruvananthapuram. Mr. Shah praised Kerala's performance in sectors such as Ayurveda, information technology, tourism and sports. He however added that the state needs fresh leadership under the BJP-led NDA to overcome what it described as political stagnation caused by the LDF and UDF governments. He also demanded that the investigation into the Sabarimala gold theft case be handed over to a neutral agency and accused both fronts of shielding each other in corruption cases. The BJP has criticized Trinamool Congress TMC chief and West Bengal chief minister Mamata Banerjee over alleged interference during the Enforcement Directorate raids at the office of political consultancy firm IPAC in Kolkata. Addressing the media in New Delhi, senior BJP leader Ravi Shankar Prasad questioned the chief minister's decision to visit the IPAC office, stating that it is neither a TMC office nor the residence of any party leader. In Jammu and Kashmir, the historic Mughal Road, an alternate national highway linking the twin border districts of Rajouri and Poonch in the Jammu division with Shopian in the Kashmir Valley, was reopened to vehicular traffic today. The road was closed for the past 7 days due to adverse weather and road clearance operations. In men's cricket, chasing a target of 301 runs set by New Zealand, hosts India were 113 for 1 in 18 overs in the first ODI of the three-match series at Vadodara in Gujarat when reports last came in. And that is the end of this news bulletin.